Pre-game coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose, getting ready for boys basketball postseason action. And joining me, head coach of the Ridgeview Raptors, Alex Warnke. And first, coach, before we talk about the matchup on hand, give us some of your thoughts on the regular season as a collective. Your team ends up with a record of 11-9 through the regular season.
Yeah, you know, reflecting on the year, our team's come a long way. A lot of that is the direction we wanted to head on the offensive end and the defense end, playing the tempo we want to play and playing the defense with the intensity and schemes that we were hoping to get to. So really been happy there. I think the record, you know, is kind of deceiving because the quality of opponents you play differs every night. But being able to finish in the top three or four in the conference and now hopefully being able to put ourselves in a good position here with a four seed and hosting a district game to play well tonight and make a run here.
You look at your team down the stretch, you've won five of your last eight. Talk about what's been really working well for your team down the stretch here as you had a conference tournament in there, winning five of your last eight heading into postseason play.
Yeah, really going back to Christmas break, coming out of the holiday break, we were really happy with where we were sitting. We had a young team coming in this season, a lot of guys who hadn't played together a whole lot, but you know, the first half of the year, we were able to gel, kind of get on the same page. And post-Christmas, and like you mentioned, the last eight games, we've really started to see that chemistry between the guys. And one win led to the next and just kind of built momentum as we went. And recently, you know, we've had a couple hiccups in the win-loss column, but we competed well with a quality ESAC team on Friday night. And Mapleton's a team here we've seen three times. And so hopefully we can take the things we did well the first two times into tonight and continue to, you know, have that positive mindset and bring it into tonight's game here.
Chatting with head coach Alex Warnke of the Ridgeview Raptors. And now you look at the part of the bracket that you guys are in, the Class 2A Substate 1 District 2. Give us some of your thoughts on what you're seeing. We'll talk about MVAO-COU. Winner of tonight's game takes on Unity Christian. Other top seeds in the Substate, West Lyon, Lawton, Bronson, and Emmitsburg. What are you seeing in that Class 2A Substate 1 that your team landed in here for the postseason?
Yeah, Substate 1, you know, Northwest Iowa really has some quality basketball teams in 2A, and it's pretty condensed as far as the teams go. And so what was interesting about our district was pulling teams from quite a ways away to come play together, you know, Hinton, us, Emmitsburg, Unity. There's a fair distance there, but I think what's unique about it is you're going to see some different playing styles. Teams representing four or five different conferences, and you're really going to have to prepare each night for the opponent because for most of these teams, it's somebody you haven't seen much of, and that isn't the case tonight. You know, we've seen Mapleton throughout the regular season, and this will be our third time, but after that first-round game, it'll be really interesting to see which teams match up well, and for us, you know, Unity Christian would be a great opportunity to play them and see a team we haven't seen before in the previous few seasons, but it's a really loaded district. All the 2A districts are, and it's going to be a tough battle to get through every round.
You look at the team's last effort out. You talked about a little bit earlier, but you guys played East Sac County. You fell short by 11, a good second half battle as a 7-point game at the half. Give us some of your thoughts on that. And then some of the takeaways knowing that that was the final regular season game before getting prepared for the playoffs today.
Yeah, on Friday night, you know, East Sac was a quality opponent for us to see, and you always want to see those quality opponents there right before the district game. They had a team with a lot of size, really good execution, and a lot of experience. And, you know, we've had some games where we haven't shot the ball well this year due to the shot quality we were getting. But actually, against East Sac, I felt like our shot quality was fairly solid. We just weren't able to get the ball to fall and go in the hoop from the outside. You know, and once that happens and you're not able to stretch the defense out to the perimeter, it makes things difficult on the interior to get those paint touches. And we continued to battle with the shooting percentage we had. Our defense held us in the game, and we were able to make a run there at the end, but they just hit their shots and finished around the rim. So credit to them, but I really liked the competition that night, and I felt like it'll gear us up for the game tonight.
Once again, chatting with Alex Warnke, head coach of the Ridgeview Raptors. And now you look towards the game tonight. We've talked about it a couple times, a team you're very familiar with. Remarkably, this will be your third time playing the Rams this season, twice in the regular season and about a four-day span the first time. Two very different games. The first game back on the 22nd was a 12-point win. The game 4 days later was a 71-35 win there for your team. Talk us through both of those matchups. I mean, widely different scores for two matchups, and like I said, in a matchup that was played just 4 days apart.
Yeah, that was a unique week for us, playing NBA OCOU on Monday and then facing them again that Friday. And, you know, we were able to take what we did in game one that week, make some adjustments, and then execute pretty well in the second game on Friday. And Mapleton actually had a game in between those and kept, for the most part, what they had done in the first game. So our boys came out, knew what to expect, and they executed. And give credit to the players on that regard. These tournament games come down to the players making the plays, and they did a nice job that night on both ends of the court. And that was the first round game of our conference tournament on Friday. And so a really similar environment, really similar scenario. Now, what's interesting going from that Friday to tonight is there's been a couple weeks here, and we've noticed a couple adjustments NBAO has made against other opponents. And I think tonight will be, you know, a fresh start for both of us going into that postseason. It's a 0-0 record for every team, and I think it's just going to be a battle for 32 minutes. So, again, looking forward to our players stepping up, making some good plays, and we have our game plan. It's just a matter of whether we can execute it.
And then last question for you, Coach. You've talked about some things there, but give us some of the keys not only to winning a first-round playoff game, but beating a team three times in the same season.
It's difficult, you know, to get a team that third time, especially if you've won the first two. I think the key there is just sticking to what you do and understanding that nothing you've done previously will lead into success or failure tonight. So, you know, fresh slate, no matter what the opponent's jersey says, we just have to treat them like a fresh start. And so tonight I think the key is just going to be getting off to a quick start and then staying the course through the ups and downs of the game, because every tournament game is going to have that.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And that was head coach Alex Warnke of the Ridgeview Raptor boys basketball team. We'll have more pregame coverage right after this on KKIA.